This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Hey, Winter.、Mm-hmm? I've heard a lot of my students talking about...黄多多
Yeah, 黄多多星二代、huh? She's the daughter of 黄磊、And she speaks really good English Almost native speaker level
Yeah, her English is excellent、
mm-hmm. 那是我们除了夸 excellent 还可以怎么说一个人很优秀呢
Well, let's talk about that today
Sure, 我们今天呢就来聊一聊怎么样夸奖一个人优秀呢优秀不只是 excellent 啊，我们会给大家介绍不少地道的短语 phrases 和一些单词如果大家想要看到我们节目的文字版的笔记还可以到微信找到我们的微信公众号早安英文关注我们的公众号回复笔记两个字就可以看到了
So sometimes when I hear one of my young students speak really good English I might say WowYou're the bee's knees.
Wow, he is the bee's knees. 他很出色,出类拔萃。The bee's knees means...
The bee's knees means that someone is excellent at something.
一个人很优秀,我们为什么要说他是 the bee's knees? 蜜蜂的膝盖呢? 蜜蜂的膝盖。
Well, it's a very, very old saying, and we're not really sure. Mm-hmm. Where it comes from. But the simplest explanation is when bees go from flower to flower, nectar sticks to their legs. The phrase bee's knees means sweet and good because the knees of the bees are where all the sweet good stuff is collected.
Oh, 就是说蜜蜂啊他们的这个好东西宝贝都藏在他们膝盖后面了
yeah,
对吧
yeah, yeah, yeah.
所以呢 the bee's knees 就代表啊是最好的
yeah,
最棒的
yeah, And it's easy to remember The、yep. bee's knees
对好东西If someone is outstanding We could also say she is an example
Right, right She is or she sets an example to others She sets a shining example to her peers
多多就是这样啊很多人都说多多特别优秀是同龄人的榜样 She sets a shining example to her peers
Yeah
Any other interesting expressions to describe a person as excellent?
Sure. Here's another one. To be or stand head and shoulders above somebody or something else.、Mm. This phrase means to be much, much better than other people or things.
就是比其他人或者是比其他事物要好得多,出类拔萃。Be or stand...Head and shoulders above somebody or something 就是、站到了别人的肩膀上头上就是比别人都高出一大截的意思
Yeah, yeah, that's right There's no competition They're head and shoulders above the rest When we watch table tennis、The Chinese audience all know this
这没什么好比的他们比其他人强太多了 There's no competition They're head and shoulders above the rest看乒乓球赛的时候我们确实就是这种感觉啊。
Now, a similar one to stand head and shoulders above is a cut above somebody or something.
A cut above somebody or something. 就是比什么东西要优秀一些比什么要高一等要略胜一筹。
Yeah, yeah.、her English is a cut above most Chinese students.
对,多多的英文是比大多数中国学生都要好的。Her English is a cut above most Chinese students. 因为好像她从小读的都是国际学校吧,所以,好像也有点理所当然。
Well, in the old days, when you were measuring a kid's height, you might cut a piece into the wood frame of a door. And, you know, every year you can see the higher cut, higher cut. And so...A cut above means a little bit more than before, a little bit more, a little bit higher, a little bit better. Now, it's not as dramatic and not as strong as head and shoulders above.
A cut above somebody 是说呢、比别人好一点，好一些些，但不是说那种特别特别大的优势或者是特别巨大的差异
Yeah, right But stand head and shoulders above somebody means there's a dramatic difference
哦、我们前面讲的那个 stand head and shoulders above 就有点不一样了那个是 站在了别人的头顶上还要高，就是说那个差距是巨大的，属于大比分获胜，然后巨大的优势，鹤立鸡群的这种。
Yeah, yeah. Well, for example, in my opinion, LeBron James is a cut above Kobe, but Michael Jordan is head and shoulders above them both.
Fair enough.
Besides these phrases, there are a few useful adjectives you could use to describe an outstanding person.
Big league is a good one.
Ah, her spoken English is big league quality.
她的口语啊非常出色。Her spoken English is a big league quality. Big league 就是一流水平的，出色的。
Right, right, big league.
Another interesting word is first class.
Yeah, you know, this comes from transportation. When you sit in the front...You're in first class, and then second class, and then third class. But the front is the best.
对，就是飞机的头等舱就叫做 first class.
Right.
嗯哼，然后这个词呢，它是 first 和 class， 把这两个词啊用连字符连起来变成一个合成词，然后就是做形容词使用 first class.
Right, right,、mm-hmm. first class. It could be used as an adjective to mean something is of the highest standard.
First class, 出色的,优秀的,就是最棒的。
Right. Wow, this is some first class pizza.
Wow, this is some first class pizza.
Superior is another one. It means having better quality than others, greater than somebody else.
Superior, 占优势的,更胜一筹的。
Superior means one of the best. It's a comparative word.
嗯，就是它是跟别人比较来说，相比较而言要更胜一筹。
That's right, right, right.
Like vastly superior to somebody, 就是比某人强得多。
Yeah, she was chosen for the job because she was vastly superior to the other candidates.
她比其他的这个应征者要强太多了，强得多，所以她得到了这份工作。She was chosen for the job because she was vastly superior to other candidates.
Yeah.Well, Winter, we're out of time for today.
是的，我们今天时间到了哈，今天就讲到这里。我们讲到了夸奖一个人优秀、出色、鹤立鸡群，可以用到哪些非常实用的表达、短语、词汇，都是非常地道的。如果大家想要看到我们今天节目的这个文字版的笔记和我们里面讲到的这些例句，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，关注我们的公众号，回复“笔记”两个字，就可以看到我们的文字版笔记了。
Thank you for listening to Morning English. I'm Colin.
I'm Winter. See you next time.
See you.